3, 2, 1. My next guest is a very big reason why talk radio is so influential. He is able to communicate political crises and explain so clearly what needs to be done in order to overcome America's enemies. In Mark Levin's newest book, he sets his sights on the Democrat Party and their ulterior motives. And the great one, Mark Levin, joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jason. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm excited about this conversation. Although I'll say, usually you're pretty blunt, but the title of this book is a little bit passive. So the name of the book, The Democrat Party Hates America.
Let me tell you something. I didn't give the book this title till I finished it.
Really?
So what should I call this? And it was the obvious title when I was finished because, you know, I find that people in radio and TV, but particularly TV, are very nervous about saying things straightforwardly. And that's what I do. And so I finished the book and I said, there's no concepts here. This is just a party that is autocratic, that is very uncomfortable with the American experiment, that it spent virtually its entire existence trying to destroy that American experiment. And so why wouldn't I say the Democrat Party hates America? Because if they love it, they have a funny way of showing it.
Yeah, they certainly don't celebrate this country in any meaningful way, especially the last several years. All you hear coming from the Democrat Party has effectively been putting the country down. And at what point did you realize that this is really the motive for this party? Because I think for a long time, I do think that they were hiding it fairly well.
I've always felt that way. But, you know, you're writing about the symptoms, you're writing about the outcomes, you're writing about the ends of what they do. And I just said, you know what, I have to rearrange this process. Mm-hmm. And that is, you can't effectively battle this if you aren't willing to name it and confront it. And in my view, defeat it. And so it became obvious to me that this is a party that rejects the founding. It rejects the Declaration. It goes all the way back. I mean, Woodrow Wilson used to trash the Declaration all the time. They have never liked the Constitution because the Constitution is built to protect us from organizations like the Democrat Party. Yep. And when you read what these people say, and then when you read what people say when they come to America who have lived through tyrannies and totalitarian regimes, communism, fascism in the 30s, the 20s, the 40s, you realize that the Democrat Party really is a party that's better fit for one of these European Marxist or fascist parties than it is for the American experiment. It's never embraced it, right? I mean, almost from the beginning, in the Civil War period, it was the party of the Confederacy. What did the Confederacy want to do? It wanted to break away from the United States, form its own Confederacy over the issue of, among other things, slavery. After the Civil War is won by the North, it didn't give up. The Klan was really its militia. They went wild with lynchings and brutality of all kinds. They have always opposed the vote for blacks right up into the 1960s. And they project their history onto the Republican Party and onto the entire nation. So I said, you know what, enough of that. And in the documentaries that are done for Franklin Roosevelt, what a fantastic man and president he was, I got tired of that because he was none of those things. And same with Wilson and same with Johnson. These men were racists. In FDR's case, he was also an anti-Semite. They were bigots. And I put in the book their own words, their own writings, their own actions. FDR, you know, this great civil rights leader, FDR never lifted a finger for the black community. As a matter of fact, in 1940, when he got a bill on his desk, bipartisan bill coming out of Congress to have a federal law that outlaws lynching, he wouldn't sign it because he decided to run for a third term and he didn't want to lose the South. So in the middle of the Holocaust, you have hundreds of thousands of Jews trying to get to the United States. Their quota is well under the cap. One of his best buddies that he worked in the Navy with, Department of Navy under Woodrow Wilson, was in charge of immigration out of the State Department and just kept denying people coming in. And even though Roosevelt had Morgenthau, the Secretary of Treasury, a Jew, and Savoy around him, he sided with his friend. You had American bombers bombing within 5 miles of railroad tracks going to Auschwitz. And he turned them away. And I could go on and on about the Democrats and what they've done to this country with eugenics and segregation in the South. Republicans don't do this. It's not the history. Now, Republicans can be anemic and ineffective and frustrating as hell, and even unwitting, sometimes witting, accomplices generally. But Republicans don't talk about fundamentally transforming America. The Democrats never stop talking about it. And so we need to accept that this is a party that's not your typical political party. It is a cultural party, and it is a governing party. And most of all, it is the monopoly party in the United States today, with the exception of a few elections. Mm-hmm. But they don't let that get into the way of their ruling through their fourth branch of government. They've created this massive bureaucracy with the help of some Republicans, but it's mostly theirs, which is why we have these government shutdowns. They're not going to deny the fourth branch of government, which they own, a penny. They're not going to deny it personnel. They want to keep empowering it, just redistributing wealth from the private sector to this massive bureaucracy with no accountability. Why? Because when you look at this party through the lens of power, and when you realize it wants monopoly control, doesn't mind the Republicans run, you just can't win. And when you understand that they want allegiance to the party and not the country, then you understand why the border's wide open.
Yep.
You know, they want to flip Texas blue, and then it's over. Republicans can never win an election again.
Yeah, that's why you break up the family.
All this stuff's in the book. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, that's why, I mean, a really big part of that is just also just breaking up the family. When you look at a lot of the things that they've done over the course, again, historically, this has been the case, but I think over the course of the last 3 years, a lot more folks have realized how bad it is. And when you view it through the lens of just not liking the whole idea of what this country stands for, it does make a whole lot more sense, which makes it easier, I think, to fight back.
Well, Marx writes in the Communist Manifesto, you have to destroy the nuclear family. Why? You have to destroy any social construct that gets into the way of a new social construct where the government sets the social construct, that is, the central government. So one of the greatest challenges for the Marxist ideology is how to break up that family, that nuclear family. And so you see that the teachers' unions, which are an appendage of the Democrat Party, is openly coming between parents and children in the most grotesque way. And how best to destroy the nuclear family? Well, you're destroying accepted norms. I mean, is a guy and a gal or not? So now this gets into another chapter in the book where I talk about controlling the language, mm-hmm. controlling the thought process. We change our dictionaries. We punish people. We remove them from jobs if they don't comply with the social agenda and value agenda that's pushed by the Democrat Party. Now, that's Lenin. Lenin says the language and the thought process needs to serve the party. Well, that's exactly what's going on. And, you know, people say, you mean this Marxism stuff? Mises said it. He said, we don't talk like a free people. We talk like Marxists anymore. When we talk about the economy, when we talk about, and he wrote that 50 years ago. And it's absolutely true. Excuse me. And if people are uncomfortable with that word, my question is, are you uncomfortable with what the consequences are?
Yeah.
I'm not saying these are doctrinaire Marxists. What I'm saying is they've adopted the autocratic monopoly mindset, and through the Democrat Party, they want to rule over us. Mm-hmm. And look around you. Everything, every tradition, every accepted norm, the status quo, is under attack. It's being destroyed. And it's not just happening because of Mother Nature. Mother Nature has nothing to do with it. Put the puzzle pieces together. This is man-made. And who are the men? The Democrats.
Yeah. Mark Levin joining me on the line. His book is The Democrat Party Hates America. As folks know, I have not been promoting any other book for the last couple of weeks because I've got my own book coming out. But if there was ever a book to purchase, it would be The Democrat Party Hates America by Mark Levin. It is, I think, incredibly important reading. And I'm wondering from your perspective, because last time you and I spoke, you were writing the book. You were doing some of the research for the book, and you were really, you know, I think at that point, halfway in. Did you find just sort of conceptualizing this book and getting to the research, because your books are known for being very well researched, was this easier for you to sort of dive in because you've been aware of the dangers of this party for so long?
For some people, it's easy to write a book. For me, it is a journey.
Yep.
So I start with ideas and thoughts, usually based on other research I've done, because I could write three books at a time, but of course, it's impossible. And then I take the idea and I say to myself, what's the most urgent issue right now? Okay, let me follow that tributary and see where it takes me. And that's how I write a book. I have ideas. I have a notepad next to my bed. You know, when I go to sleep, which, of course, makes my wife like, what are you doing? Weekends, nights, sometimes I have to put everything down for a week, think things through. But that's how I do it. So I don't have a paint-by-the-numbers, you know, way I go through these things, other than to say that's what I go through every single time. Now, even as we're talking about this book, I have another one in my mind that has actually almost nothing to do with this topic. But it's so important to me that I promote this topic and what's going on in the country that we readjust our thinking process. We readjust how we view the Democrat Party. I think Tom Lifson, writing in The American Thinker, did a review of the book. I don't ask people to do reviews. They either do them or they don't. And he writes in there, and he's the founder of this conservative site, and he says, I was a Democrat most of my adult life, and then I realized they were wrong. Now, having read this book, now I'm ashamed. How the hell could I be associated with any organization that did all these things and is still doing all these things, but just in a different way? And I'm hoping that's what people start to think, like, wait a minute, you're a Democrat? Why? And the more people who read the book or even part of the book, and it would sure as hell help if some Republican so-called leaders would read it so they know our history versus the other history. I'm hoping people will have a similar reaction, particularly if you read the chapter on anti-black racism. There is no reason in the world that a black person should be a Democrat. None. And so I hope people will read that, because I think it's very, very important.
It is important. It always feels like there's just this expectation that folks based on an identity will go ahead and vote a certain way. And certainly, you know, I'm Jewish, I'm gay, I'm supposed to be a Democrat. I'm certainly not even close to that. And,
right,
you know, people feel that pressure. Do you? How often do you think people stay with their party, with the Democrats, once they truly figure out what they're about? Because I refuse to believe that we have so many Americans who hate this country as much as the party's ideology portrays.
100% correct. I think it's the people who, sort of the ruling class and the elitists in the Democrat Party, I strongly believe that they do. You've got Bernie Sanders, Hakeem Jeffries. You got, I calculate, 10 to 15% of the Democrats in the House who are of this ideology at a minimum. Of course, a state-run party, which is what I call the Democrat Party, needs a state-run press. That's what autocracies need, and they have one. And their propaganda mill, colleges and universities. Look what they did to Charlie Kirk the other day.
Yep.
Tried to shut him down. All he wants to do is talk and have a debate with the other side. They will not allow it. And as people will find in the book, this is critical, because they're on a mission, and they cannot tolerate disparate views or competition of ideas and any of the rest, because these are the people who get into the way of, you know, the more perfect society. So to answer your question, the whole point of this book is for people who want more information to truly understand what the Democratic Party stands for. And I've got 65 pages of endnotes. If anybody wants to challenge me, go for it. And so far, by the way, the left has been dead silent.
Of course.
Dead silent. They don't want to engage. I think the more people who open their eyes to this will be convinced. But the problem always is, as you know, getting people to open their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
People vote for tyrannies until it's too late. They vote for totalitarianism until it's too late. I read book after book of people who went through the Third Reich, or they went through Stalin's gulags, they went through Mao, and they all say the same thing in many respects, which is the people are suckered into these ideologies. They create this whole idea of oppressor and oppressed. They create group jealousies. It's never about individualism. They rewrite history, as we rewrite history in our own country with the 1619 and CRT projects. And so there becomes a disconnect between a generation of people, of citizens, and their own history and their own country. Why? Because whether it's the Democrat Party or any other autocratic party, as I said, they want allegiance to the party. Xi is the chairman of the Communist Party of China. That's how he took over the country. And that's what they want. And if you look here more and more, that's what we have.
This is an incredibly important book. It's not just a book for folks at home. It's to purchase a book for a friend, maybe a Democrat who is open-minded. Get them this book. Let them actually read the history of the party and open up their eyes. I think it's going to be incredibly important for them. Again, the name of the book is The Democrat Party Hates America, and kudos for not saying Democratic Party Hates America. It's the Democrat Party.
Here's why I did that, Jason. If they can't describe a woman, then I'm not calling them Democratic.
There you go. I love that. Buy the book. It's out right now. Check it out. Again, The Democrat Party Hates America. Mark Levin, thank you so much for spending so much time with us. Really appreciate it.
Well, let me say this before I go. I'm very excited about your book, too, What's Killing America. And I'm halfway through it. It's a killer book, and I'm glad you'll be coming on my show, and we'll discuss it at some length. So kudos to you, too, my friend.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Mark is incredibly important in my career, not just being so incredibly supportive, but he's been someone who I look up to as far as radio is concerned, and now as far as a book is concerned. I'm not going to reach your level, but I hope at one point to get to your point.
Come on, yes, you are already there.
I appreciate that. Mark, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
God bless you. Take
care. God bless you. Again, check out the book. It's called The Democrat Party Hates America by Mark Levin. You are listening to The Jason Rantz Show.